Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
Every episode starts out the same. I make me some jokes, current events, hostiles. Nothing is, you won't keep it light, so we don't limit our audience.
Women are a totally untapped market.
For now, dude. You're about to tap them.
Okay, none of that.
The work is mysterious and important.
There are no f***ing rules.
And it's time for Morning Wood, brought to you by The Wood Bit. What got you out of bed this morning, buddy?
Well, my alarm clock and the fact that if I didn't show up today, you would be solo. Because yet again, Ethan Carey, he worked one day this week, right?
Yeah.
So this is an unplanned vacation week for Ethan Carey, yet it's planned.
Yeah.
So he says he has a blood draw today at 7 o'clock, and that's today's reason.
Yeah, and it comes with, more annoying than that, is the 9 text messages.
Yeah, the after effect of, like, you know, the guilt of, like, because he knows what we're going to do is crack the microphone at 6:05 and say, he's not here again.
Breaking balls.
What the hell's wrong with him? He's got soupy poopy again. And he had that guilt of, like, you know, I wasn't being funny. I hope you guys have a good day tomorrow.
It's like, dude.
All right, dude. We're good, man.
Release the sphinct.
We're good.
The sphinct is too puckered.
So hopefully his blood draw will come back fine and the world will continue spinning.
Yeah. What got me out about this morning is, I think, fingers crossed, I have a weekend where I don't have to do anything.
Oh, dude, you've been going hard.
Yeah.
With your kids in town.
Yeah.
The new place.
Yeah.
Like, you've been going hard for at least, what, 2, 3, 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah, it's up there.
Okay, so you have nothing.
I'm going to hopefully sit in my place.
Oh.
The door locked.
I do know that according to Jack Drake yesterday, the Smoky is going to clear today.
Okay.
And tomorrow is supposed to be a nice thunderstormy Saturday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right?
Because
I know you and I.
That kills activities.
Any activities outdoors are done.
Yeah.
Right? Because Lydia already floated something by me for like Saturday. She's like, you know, and my brother too are like, yeah, man, we're supposed to go to this thing on Saturday, but it's supposed to be crappy out. If you want to go, I'm like, I think it's supposed to be thunderstorm.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
I don't want to leave Torrington. Man.
No, dude.
No, so hopefully,
let it rain.
Hopefully it'll work out for both of us that way. You know, yeah, I am at that. After the vacation last week and 5 days straight coming off that, like you know, in these past couple of weeks, it's like, I want to do nothing in life.
Yeah, and that vacation, the week that I had off, I was...
No, you were not.
It was harder than being at work.
You had to entertain.
Yeah.
And the same with me. I got to chill on mine, but still, the act of getting up at 3 a.m. again is like... But anyway, we're pissing and moaning, but that's why we got out of bed morning.
So that's Morning Wood, brought to you by The Wood Bin. Check them out, woodbinfurniture.com. We got Live and Local coming up in minutes. Time to power up your weekend with D'Amico Electric and the home of rock and roll, I-95. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, D'Amico Electric and the home of rock and roll, we've got you covered. Tonight, kick off your weekend with the River of Dreams, the Billy Joel tribute band performing live at 7 p.m. right here on the City Center at Danbury Green.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to that.
Yeah, that's good, man. You ever bust out Down East or Alexa for him?
Yeah, yeah. I could sit in your office and watch it from your office.
That's nice.
So, they're performing at 7 o'clock on the City Center Green.
Okay.
Then head to Reality Bites at Putnam County Golf Course for a great night of live music.
Mm.
Tomorrow, celebrate the grand opening of Pinky's Ice Cream in Cortland Manor.
Pinky's?
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Me either.
Then check out the Sugar House at Notch 8 in Bethel, or rock out with Dissident, playing your favorite 90s and 2000s rock at Sugar Hollow Tap Room. I love that place.
Dissident,
Yeah, Sugar Hollow Tap Room is cool spot. Yeah,
I heard Notch 8 is great too, man.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday, celebrate the Blueberry Festival at Fishkill Farms from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then stop by the Mount Kisco Farmers and Makers Market at Kirby Plaza from 11 to 3.
Let's go to Kisco.
And you can wrap up the weekend at the FIFA World Cup Final Watch Party at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. For more weekend events, follow the home of rock and roll, I-95, on Facebook and Instagram. Power Up Your Weekend is brought to you by D'Amico Electric, serving Connecticut and New York. Learn more at D'AmicoElectric.com. Power Up Your Weekend, brought to you by D'Amico Electric and the home of rock and roll, I-95.
miss them.
We miss them.
They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
New research shows that cannibalism is actually an unhealthy practice, believe it or not.
No.
Michael Misiak of the University of Wrocław, wherever the hell that is, and Peter Tursurkic of Charles University in Prague used a model to show that the long-term practice of cannibalism leads to illness in a population with people who eat other people.
No.
Ha. Shocking.
Well, I've never wanted to gnaw on a finger or eat an eyelid or, you know, chow down on a vertebrae.
Who among us would taste the best out of the three of us?
Oh, definitely you.
You think so?
Yeah.
I
don't know, because fat does add flavor.
Yeah, you would have some flavor.
I'd have some juicy hunks of me.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, he would probably taste the...
Oh, yeah, he's leather.
He would taste leathery. Like dust.
Yeah, leathery, like moldy. Like mildewy, like, you know, just funky, just chicken, like old chicken. I think we taste like kind of like, you know, sirloin.
Yeah.
Maybe choice sirloin, not prime beef at this point. But yeah, I don't know. If someone wants to take a nibble,
come on over.
Yeah.
Story two.
Eat me.
Yeah, come on. Jump in.
Let's see. I lost my place.
Plenty to go around here.
Oh, here we go. There was a bit of chaos at a Florida beach.
Florida, you say.
When the Blue Angels did a very close flyover to promote their air show event. It sent umbrellas flying, chairs and sand blowing. It left some people stunned and others were excited.
I've been coming for 10 years and I've never seen a pass like that in my life.
I'm going to remember that for probably the rest of my life.
They were flying over our heads all day. Nothing nearly like that. I would describe it as frightening in a good way, like when you're watching a movie hoping for the jump scare where it gets your heart pumping.
Those guys are amazing, what they can do.
I got to meet a couple of them back in
the
70s. Honest to God, man. My uncle was a Pan Am pilot, and we had a hotel at the Tulsa airport. And he knew a bunch of the guys in the airline industry. So at that time, that's when the space shuttle used to land in California and fly across Florida and go back to California. But they piggybacked it on the back of a 747.
Uh-huh.
The Blue Angels used to accompany that as it flew across the country. They landed in Tulsa. Just so happens my Uncle Bob knew one of the guys that was escorting. We got to go over, and I got to go look up at a space shuttle in his jet there. But I got to – that had to be 1979, 80, 81.
Really?
Yeah. But I can't remember the guy's name, but I did have an autographed picture of him. He had it on the Blue Angels, and I had the formation picture and everything when I was a kid.
It's amazing how they fly in formation.
Oh,
just,
man.
Just a few feet off of each other. Mm-hmm. I mean – The risk factor there has got to be crazy.
That's why, you know, why we always, you and I have gone into Top Gun and see these skills of these people that could maneuver those machines like that. It's incredible, man.
I went back and watched Top Gun Maverick again the other day.
Yeah?
It got better the second time around. I think the first time around, I was just like, it's too much like the original.
I almost jumped into the remake of Roadhouse the other day.
Oh, yeah. I watched that the other day.
Right? Yeah. After the Conor McGregor letdown, I'm like, I should use a little bit of good McGregor then.
Yeah. There's some great fight scenes in that movie.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Gyllenhaal looks really believable in that role.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Great actors.
Yeah.
Story three.
An electronics repair shop says it's seeing a surge of phones and tablets with moisture damage because people are trying to beat the heat by putting them in refrigerators and freezers.
What?
It sounds like a clever life hack, except it could destroy your phone. The sudden temperature change creates condensation, which can lead to corrosion and a broken phone. Instead, Apple and Samsung recommend taking your phone out of direct sunlight, shutting down all your apps, removing the case if you have one, and then just letting it cool down naturally.
I mean, you and I burn up our phones just as much as anybody does. I've never had it to the point where I'm like, oh, my hands.
Oh, well, if you know, but it will shut down.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you're at the beach and it gets too hot, it'll just shut down.
I have had that where I'm a pocket carrier, mm-hmm. and it, you know, the massive moist heat of my breasts.
Yeah, you're creating.
Has shut my phone down where I've tried to, it was at San Gennaro last year, actually.
Creating lava heat off your chest?
I was steamy, you know, eating the prosciutto, and like it just, you know, and I tried to call something because it was the 14th time we got knocked off the air, and I couldn't get my goddamn phone to go because I was running too hot.
Ah.
So once or twice it's happened to me.
Was that the same day that Ethan took his food and threw it in the flower basket and then left it there for a week?
Yes. And did you see that someone puked outside? Here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was gross.
That's a nice vomit outside that was, on the city center green.
Yeah, some days there's just piles of rice out there. Other days there's vomit and cigarettes.
Urban birds, living, everyone.
Birds eating vomit and cigarettes and rice piles.
nature.
Yeah.
And those
are your missed headlines. So I had a pretty cool experience yesterday.
What'd you do?
I had my own private history lesson with Mike Allen.
Oh.
He's always been curious about the place that I live,
right?
Because it's historic. Part of where I live is part of the former property of Marian Anderson, the singer, the famous singer, African American civil rights leader. So he came over and he had paperwork, he had like satellite images of you know, the property. Yeah, he brought me a bottle of wine.
Oh.
And he just gave me this private history lesson about the land that I live on.
And he's your neighbor now, right?
Yeah, he's my neighbor. He lives right up the hill from me.
Wow.
So, and you know how cool it is listening to him talk. And
all day long, man. I'll just sit back and listen to him. Like, he's just brilliant. He's so well-versed on, and he explains things in such a way it's very simple to understand.
And I couldn't believe how much homework he put into this.
Mm.
Like, you were here when he found out where I live,
right.
And he freaked out. He was like, I've always wanted to see that place.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And just so people know, he's coming in next week.
Next week he's going to be in.
He'll be in on Tuesday, and we'll be talking about Connecticut's role in the creation and signing of the Declaration of Independence. And he did a lot of homework on that one, too.
I saw the stuff that he sent over the other day, man.
Yeah,
He's an encyclopedia, man.
He really is.
Well, it's a real honor to be able to work with someone of that caliber. He's a great guy.
He is. And I got to show him a picture of my grandfather, because I've been telling him for years he looks like my grandpa Cahill.
Mm.
So I showed him a picture, and he's like, that does kind of look like me.
Twins.
Yeah.
Brother from another mother.
So don't miss Mike Allen with The Place You Live coming up this Tuesday. Trash Talk. We talk trash, and Lestaco Refuse Services cleans it up. Family-owned and operated, proudly serving our community for over 40 years.
It's time to get it off your chest and tell it like it is. It's time for Trash Talk with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on the home of rock and roll, I-95.
Yelling.
Cyclospora, baby.
Ah!
Cyclospora.
Explosive diarrhea disease.
If you're looking to reduce your chances of getting hit with a diarrhea parasite that's been going around, and I think we're up to 35 somewhere around there cases in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Here are a few foods you might want to stay away from. Mm-hmm. Bagged lettuce and salad kits, they say.
So I'm seeing now, that's what, when he was telling us this story yesterday, what is the source of this, right?
I don't know.
Where is this all coming from? The latest news I'm seeing this morning is that they're tracking it to lettuce.
Okay.
Yep. So you were saying lettuce?
And people are leaning into the farmers markets because they say that's safer.
Better for you if you buy close to home compared to something from California.
Yeah. So like you said, some officials believe the source of the parasite could be lettuce, and it could be introduced in facilities where the lettuce is processed and packaged.
Okay.
You want to avoid berries. Previous outbreaks of cyclospora have been caused by berries, specifically raspberries, possibly because it's hard to scrub a raspberry clean, and rinsing fruit likely isn't enough to get rid of the parasite.
Ah.
And another one, fresh herbs. You want to get away from them herbs.
Yeah.
Basil and cilantro have been culprits in past outbreaks, so it makes sense to be cautious of them for now. Let's see. Some fruits and veggies might be okay. That might be okay. Include bananas, whole unpeeled melons, avocados, canned or frozen fruits and vegetables, and cooked fruits and vegetables.
Do you have the breaking news sounder?
Oh, do I have a breaking news sound?
Do you have it?
I do.
Okay, because I have breaking news on this Cyclosport news front.
Really?
Just coming across.
Where? Oh, it's been a while.
Hold on to your hats.
Okay.
This is according to NBC News. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating iceberg lettuce supplied to Taco Bell by Taylor Farms as a possible source in the escalating outbreak of cyclosporiasis. Taco Bell lettuce.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
I worked.
That's honest to God, man. That's what
it just came out.
That is the source. So iceberg lettuce from Taco Bell may be accounting for nearly 7,000 cases nationwide. And so far, Michigan has accounted for the bulk of these cases.
And if you bought a taco at Taco Bell in Troy, New York, many years ago, you might have gotten cigarette in your taco because I was smoking in the line. I was the worst Taco Bell employee of all time.
I didn't know you worked at Taco Bell
for a minute when I lived up in Troy.
No.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was getting.
I never knew this.
I was getting in trouble all the time.
Did you smoke like online?
I they caught me smoking in the line. Yeah.
Sometimes you need a Marlboro Red,
dude. And watching those dishes with like the leftover meat is disgusting. It's disgusting.
I mean. I can't understand. Now, if he was here, this would even more reinforce why he has never had Taco Bell in his
life. Taco Bell.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll eat it right now.
Yeah.
I'll put cyclosporia right in my face.
Yeah, even if it's there, if it's not there.
I don't care. Whatever. I'll take the explosive diarrhea for a chalupa.
You could be a senor or senora. No hat or wearing a fedora. Pray to the Bible or the Torah, but it won't save you from cyclospora. Oh, the aura. Call your lawyer.
This is catchy as hell.
Your butt's been smited like Sodom and Gomorrah. Cancel that Caesar salad order, or you'll be searching for a toilet like Dora the Explorer. When you get the cyclospora, cyclospora, cyclospora.
Give me our one. You know the fart noise. That's it.
That's the best one.
That's the one. That one makes me want to go right now and fart.
I have it labeled fart, best fart.
It is the best fart noise I've ever heard in my life.
We had, that came from a CD that we had, a fart CD, sound effects CD. It had 100 different fart sounds on it.
You gifted me that. Do you realize that?
Oh, I did? Good.
I have that
CD. I'm glad you still have it. I'm glad somebody has it.
One of these days, she's so tired. I'm going to bring that in here.
Rack them all up.
We're going to resurrect it and play it, 400 of them back to back in Ethan Carey's face. Because that's what we do.
That's right. Just having fun.
And that's our trash talk?
Yes, sir. Well, buddy. Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
she just bought a 1973 Ford Bronco to use at her summer home in Idaho. The price tag for the fully restored classic was $285,000.
My God.
The 1973 Ford Bronco, with a heritage of proven dependability and a winning tradition at the Baja 500 and California 1000 durability events, with features that give it an extra margin of dependability and versatility for work or recreation.
By the way, for those who don't remember, O.J. Simpson was in the back of a Ford Bronco and Kim's dad helped get him off on the murder case.
Sure did.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
If you had that kind of money, would you spend $285,000 on a car?
I guess.
I don't think I would. I'm sure I would buy an expensive car, but
yeah.
Something like, you know, I would buy like a muscle car, that you could, like a $70,000 muscle car.
Get Vin Diesel's ride from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to buy a $285,000 car?
People got that kind of money, they don't care.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
Oh, it's a cool looking car. Russell checks in the I-95 Rock app for you, sir. Lou.
Yeah.
We were both relatively in the same age range. When you were in Troy, did you ever go drinking at a bar called Raleigh's Tavern?
Yes.
Okay. It was just over the hill from RPI. They used to make a jungle punch with vodka, gin, rum, Southern Comfort, tequila, triple sec, Yukon Jack, grenadine, sour mix, and 7-Up. They would serve it in a pitcher. You would pour yourself shots of it. He got so hammered that he could not walk back up the hill to campus.
And then there were a bunch of bars over by Siena that were wild. That whole time up there was a blur. Because I was the only one of my friends that was up there that was actually not going to college.
Oh.
I followed up a couple of buddies that were going to college up there. And I'm just like, I was just kind of figuring out what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I dropped out of Westchester.
Working your way through the Taco Bell ranks.
Yeah.
while moonlighting at the comedy clubs?
I did not have a plan. No, I was working at Taco Bell, and I was doing an after-school program watching kids.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to break up a fight one day between two kids. These two, like, 13-year-old kids were just hauling off, beating the crap out of each other. And I peeled them apart.
Yeah.
And the parents got pissed at me because the kid had my handprint on his neck. And I'm like, well, did you want me to let him just beat the hell out of each other?
Breaking his eye socket. What do you want? Yeah, you want me to touch his neck? I won't do it next
time.
So
I was getting in trouble at the school. I was getting in trouble at Taco Bell.
Oh. Well, she's so tired, also checks in and said she loves the farts, even though she's in her mid-60s. And she loves the older Broncos because who the hell, oh, God, gives an ass about Kim Kardashian? Thank you, she's so tired. And that fart is for you. And Captain Spaulding says, speaking of cannibalism, have you guys ever eaten ladyfingers? Captain Spaulding.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
New research says that cannibalism, believe it or not, is not good for your health.
Yeah.
And then we were speculating as to which one of the three of us would taste the best. We landed on you being the best taste.
I'm juicy and fat.
Yeah, and Ethan would taste like
leather.
Leather and dust.
Fungus. Like lake mold. Just pontoon scum.
Coming up on the show, we got a Florida man.
Florida, you say?
He got pulled over with a fake penis in his car.
Who hasn't?
Right? And we got a dismal glimpse into the future. Scientists are making chilling predictions for what life will be like in the 2100s.
You missed them.
We missed them.
They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
A Florida man.
Florida, you say?
Was caught on camera in the back of a cop car trying to ditch a pee bag and fake penis meant to cheat on a urine drug test.
Oh, the old fake donger.
Yeah, they call it the Wizinator. Here's James Shepard being talked to by the officer.
What is this stuff?
What is it?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
James, I have you on video pulling out a pee bag out of your pants, dude. Okay? I'm not stupid. I clean this car every day. I'm responsible for what is in this car. I am frustrated because I asked you if you have anything on your person.
I don't.
Okay? You did. And you're lying to me. So if you want to go down the rabbit hole of lying and see where this ends up, I'm more than happy to do it.
I don't know what that is. I never seen that before.
I don't know what that is. This looks like a penis to me.
She's just trying to imply that the cop had it in there.
You had the fake penis in
there.
Why?
I don't know where.
You carry around bags of piss, don't you?
Nobody's ever seen anything before. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know what that is. Came out of my ass. Oh, wait. No, it didn't. I mean, my pocket.
Story two.
Scientists are giving a dismal glimpse into the future, giving some chilling predictions for what life will look like in the 2100s.
Oh, bring it to me.
From meat grown in labs to intense fires raging across the globe, life in 2100 could look very different from today.
I won't be here.
Experts say that significant global warming is now more likely than not, with temperatures potentially rising by as much as 4 degrees Celsius. This could trigger extreme fire weather across parts of the world, threatening the survival of countless species. Livestock herds could be dramatically scaled back as grazing animals are replaced with lab-grown meat and milk. Meanwhile, advances in gene editing could also be used to eliminate troublesome invasive species, such as destructive pests.
Oh, well, okay. That's good.
70 years from now, many ecosystems will be substantially different. The research wrote in the Australian Journal of Botany.
Oh, the big Aussie.
Yeah. Climate change is one driver with associated changes in incidence of fires, extreme temperatures, droughts, floods, and atmospheric carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
But other drivers may also become important, such as large-scale replacement of livestock. You get the idea. So it sounds sounds awful.
It's okay with me. I'm not going to be here. I don't have any children, so whatever. Like, I don't know. I think about the now more than ever lately. I don't care about the future. I don't care about the past. Like, now.
You're living in the moment.
I am. I'm living in the moment, like, with everything. And, like, you know, as far as all these big fear things, like, oh, yeah, what about for the children? What about our children's future? Like, I don't care.
Would you say you're going full throttle?
I am going, yeah.
Let's go full throttle.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll go full throttle to my own demise and the world's demise. I really don't care.
Story three.
National Ice Cream Day is this Sunday, and if you're considering hitting up McDonald's to get your fix,
no.
How do you know if their McFlurry machine is down again?
Okay.
Believe it or not, a website crunched the numbers by digging into nearly 6 years of machine status reports across 492 cities in all 50 states to figure out which places could be a safe bet and which ones are long shot.
Okay.
Overall, McDonald's ice cream machines are reported down 10.4% of the time.
Wow.
As for states, the least reliable machines are in the South, especially Mississippi, Oklahoma, Georgia, Arkansas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas.
It's okay.
The working machines are likely to be found up north in places like Connecticut.
Hey.
And New Jersey. How about that?
You know, it's shocking to say this, but I don't think I've ever ordered ice cream from McDonald's.
I think one time in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess this is a thing. Like, but I did hear or read something that one of McDonald's employees said back in the day.
It's rigged, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily that they're broken. It's that the employees say they're broken because they don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it in the moment.
And I guess there's something annoying about the machine.
Yeah. I've never done it. I've always been drawn to those delicious quarter pounder with cheeses and fries.
I do love soft serve ice cream, though.
Mm, Carvel.
Yeah.
Carvel, that's the one.
Yeah, that's true.
Any local place around here, but yeah, McDonald's ice cream. Yeah. So keep eating your McFlurries, everyone.
Ethan eats a ton of ice cream.
Hey, I know.
He's made of ice cream.
He is the stereotypical old man at this point. He really is. Lakes. Like, you know, peace and like ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah, good for you.
Like sweatshirts. Yeah. Like photos.
And we're anger and farts.
Yeah.
Let's go full throttle.
We're going full throttle. Those
are your missed headlines.
In your neighborhood, Lou and Large Dave. News from around the block. Live and local on I-95.
Well, we start things off in Naugatuck.
Oh, you love Naugatuck.
I hate it. When things like this happen, I like Naugatuck. Yesterday, at Zacumbie, right off North Main, the fire control station blew up. And sure, this is according to the CTN. Look at the parking lot of this. So the foam, all these things, it made way out onto North Main Street.
Oh, so the fire extinguisher system blew foam up everywhere.
All over to shut down the ramps of Route 8 at the same time. The big story in Naugatuck yesterday, Facebook, the Naugatuck Fire Department system discharged due to a control panel at the cum. Material used in the system is not, but it's highly corrosive due to this big blowout. It was closed off as well as the nearby Route 8. They've since been where you can get back to your Cumberland farm today.
Was anybody hurt?
No, it's cool. They had to have a contractor come up. And the photo is, like I said, this is, it looks like a good all over Naugatuck yesterday.
I've actually thought about that while I'm at the gas blew up.
Yep. Of course. I've got that all the time. What if someone drives in right now and am I going to blow up in a big
fire? So always paranoid about leaving, driving away with, because and then you got to pay to have a guy do it one time.
The breakaway pump?
Do it. And the guy at the gas station, it happened like twice that week. Like, you're going to pay for this?
I'm not going to do anything now, so I watch everything. Another thing that caught my eye this morning, being that this is Connecticut and we are home of the Gilmore Girls. Gilmore Girls house sale, and it is not Connecticut. The house is located at Toria Avenue in Ontario. It was portrayed at Emily Gilmore's house in the Four Girls. Well, this thing just hit $2.7 million.
Did they just shoot exteriors on that house?
It was, yeah. Most of the seven drama was filmed in, and they set this house, the scene of it, an 1875 square foot house. And so, yeah, it's on the property. It's on $2.7 million. So, Washington Depot, really. You might be able to move to Ontario real deal this time.
We need to get Lorelei for conventions.
There's so many. And I know there's going to be a bed and breakfast in it built after the dragon.
Okay.
We talked about that
What's the actress or like again?
That is Alexa Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham. That's her bad Santa, too. So
she's
hot.
She's crazy. She's in that Parenthood after with Krause. And I haven't seen that. Oh, she did a stinker on like you. But yeah, great, great show. And
UPN.
Remember you? Yeah, she did a show on that. It was like Lydia had to watch it because it's like Laurel on a new show.
What about the WB? The WB.
Stank. Horrible. Now. But yeah, so Gilmore Girl fans read by the actual property.
There you go. Good.
Miss them. We miss them. They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story Worry 1.
Hey, we know what this is.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill's lightsaber from The Empire Strikes Back just sold for $3.75 million.
Oh, my God.
At auction.
My God.
That's a new record for a screen-used Star Wars prop.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader's lightsaber sold last September for $3.65 million.
Wow.
I always liked The Return of the Jedi one, the green one, the best.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
I kind of fell into Darth Maul's double-sided one.
That was cool, too.
Like, when that came out, and like, but yeah, I've always kind of wanted one, man. Like, I had a couple of fake ones back in the late 70s, that like the cheap ones they first came out with.
Yeah.
Always kind of wanted one, but the prices are ridiculous.
My son has the highest-end one you can get, and they are sick, dude.
Are they like a couple hunch for these things?
Yeah, I think I'm sure there's ones that are probably thousands of dollars, but
yeah,
at least like... These are really cool.
The Star Wars like scene has been kind of quiet lately, hasn't it? Do they approach like saturation?
I think so. Yeah,
because what was the last like? And I know I was late to the party because of my shyness away from Disney. But Andor was the last one, and then the Mandalorian
and the Obi-Wan series
was it. So I haven't heard any new ones coming out lately.
Yeah. I haven't been paying much attention.
Yeah.
And I think to your point, because they saturated the market.
Oversaturated. They had to pull back for a little while.
I'm still disappointed that the Han Solo movie was so bad.
Yeah.
They really need to redo that.
It had such potential with Donald Glover, too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it was Lando.
And that guy kind of looked like him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't work out.
You and I could talk Star Wars all day, all sir. Day.
Story 2.
William Shatner will debut tracks from his upcoming heavy metal album at a show called Riot Fest, which goes down September 18th through the 20th in Chicago.
I saw this.
The Shat is scheduled to perform on Sunday the 20th, and he's already sent the organizers his rider. And it's pretty clear he totally gets this whole rock star thing.
Yeah.
The rider includes demands on Chicago itself, including the city renaming a boat in his honor so he can captain a ship again, and him being allowed to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Chicago baseball game.
Those are all attainable.
Yeah. For his performance, Shatner demands fire breathers, an intro video by Guar, and a DeLorean instead of a golf cart for transportation.
That's great.
Backstage, he wants a dressing room called Shatner's Shag Shack. 4 feet of Polish sausage, a Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater signed by John Stamos, 8 pallets of Faygo, specifically not to be shared with the Insane Clown Posse, who are also on the bill, 1 pair of white socks, 1 pair of underwear, an assortment of adoptable puppies from a reputable nonprofit shelter, a bowl of sauerkraut ready to eat, a bouquet of flowers in a vase. At 95, Shatner will be the oldest performer at Riot Fest.
He is 95 years old?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I had no idea he was that old. He's 95?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And Iggy Pop is also playing this festival. He should put his shirt on.
Who is 94 years old, I think, at this point.
Right? Yeah, he looks like leather.
Oh, he looks awful, man.
He looks like a piece of bacon, bro.
Him and Kiedis, they got to put their shirts on.
It's time to put your shirts on.
Yeah, it's over, guys.
It happens to everybody. Yeah. Eventually, you got to put your shirt on.
It's not 97 anymore, fellas. It's 2020.
Story 3.
It's time for some nerd news.
Okay.
Some tidbits here. Scientists just detected a sugar molecule in outer space. This is the first time sugar has been discovered outside of our solar system. They found it in a massive gas cloud near the center of the Milky Way.
Baltrish? The gas center of Baltrish? Is that what it is?
Crumbly toes?
Really?
Diabetes.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, our diabetes is spread around the universe, this fat Americans. Wow.
Next one. Scientists are exploring whether human hibernation could... Well, we talked about this. Mm. Could make space missions to Mars safer and more practical.
Mm-hmm.
But we already covered that one in great detail the other day.
I just watched that Gosling movie, that Operation Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they depict, like, him emerging from, like, a Han and Carbonite kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, coming away from a thing. And it doesn't look that pleasant.
No.
No.
That movie was good, but just too long.
Oh, you saw the project?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay, so yeah.
I saw it in the theater when it came out.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I thought you hadn't seen it.
No, I saw it.
Oh.
But it was just too long.
Yeah, it is, man. 3 hours.
I mean, it's good.
And the same thing. We're talking about seeing this Odyssey this weekend, Steve and I.
Oh, I might do that.
3 hours, dude.
Is it?
It's 3 hours long.
Yeah, but it's got, everybody says,
I know.
All the reviews are crazy.
I know.
It's got 96% Rotten Tomatoes rating.
It's got to be great, Matt Damon. But 3 hours.
And the last one here, researchers found bacteria in the gut of a Japanese tree frog that showed powerful anti-cancer effects.
Ooh, talk to me.
In tests, a single dose of the bacteria eliminated colorectal cancer tumors in mice and also appeared to activate the immune system.
Wow.
Scientists say it's still early and needs more testing, but the results are promising.
Let's start eating frogs.
Yeah. They think that animal microbiomes might be the key to future cancer treatments.
Huh.
That's good.
These are all good news this morning.
That's big news. Good news.
That's good stuff, buddy.
And those are your missed headlines.
I'm trying to say goodbye and end this.
Okay, goodbye.
See ya. See ya, Leon.
All right, get out.
Don't keep talking.
You're standing there.
I'm leaving.
Well, go.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
I'm waiting.
We're not playing last word.
No.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
One, two, three.
Bye.
Bye. No, don't do that. Goodbye.
This is Don Wildman, and you're listening to the home of rock and roll, I-95.